This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 441. For Thursday, June 18th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were mixed on Thursday morning amid light trading activity. The July canola contract is down 30 cents at $473 per ton. The November contract is up $1.10 at $476 per ton. Weakness in the Canadian dollar was supportive of canola prices. The dollar was around 73.6 U.S. cents this morning. Employment data compiled by a private company showed Canada added over 208,000 jobs in May as COVID-19 restrictions started to ease. The growth came after over 2 million jobs were lost the previous month, according to revised data. According to a recent crop report, crops in Manitoba are 98% planted. The Chicago soy complex was mixed on Thursday, with a bit of strength in nearby contracts. Last week, old crop soybean export sales totaled about 538,000 tons, which was on the lower end of trade expectations. Soy meal sales were 124,000 tons, and soy oil was at 6,400 tons. The July soybean contract is up by a fraction of a cent at $8.72 per bushel. July soy oil is lower by a quarter of a cent at 27.85 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up 90 cents at $288 per hundredweight. Corn futures were stronger on Thursday morning. Last week, corn export sales totaled 357,000 tons for old crop and 115,000 tons for new crop. The July contract is up by 1.5 cents at $3.32 per bushel. Wheat futures are mostly higher on Thursday, with slight losses in Chicago spring wheat. Last week, new crop export sales totaled over 504,000 tons, which was on the higher end of trade expectations. A union of Russian grain exporters estimate the country's wheat crop to be at 75 million tons, compared to the USDA's forecast of 77 million tons. Chicago July is down by a cent at $4.87 per bushel. Kansas City July wheat is up 2 cents at $4.34, and Minneapolis spring wheat is up by 5.5 cents at $5.25 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, June 18th. For more news from the Markets Farm News team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubinville, go to marketsfarm.com. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.